إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم أما بعد.
My brothers and sisters, few months ago I was given a khutbah in Canada. After the khutbah, the Jum'ah, I came down and then a brother came to me and he said, Sheikh, I have a problem. I need your help. And I said, what's your problem? He said, my kids called the cops on me. They kicked me out of my home. My kids, they called the cops on me. They kicked me out of my home. I cannot go back home. I cannot go back home. In another narration, which is true, which happened in a Muslim country, all over the papers, a boy, a young man, stabbed his mother to death because she refused to endorse his marriage with this woman, which he fell in love with. She says, I'm not supporting you. He stabbed her to death. And on and on and on. I was giving a lecture here in the UK not too long ago. In the middle of the lecture, I noticed this brother crying. And then after the lecture, I went to him and I said, are you all right? He said, my brother just called me. The lecture was in Bradford. The brother told me his brother just called him from London. In fact, his mother, not his brother, his mother called him on the phone from London. She said, her son beat her. So she called the other son who was in Bradford. He said, Sheikh, I'm here. There's nothing I can do. I have to leave because my other brother is beating up my mom. And we're asking Allah for help. And we are asking Allah for the grace. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings. We're asking Allah for victory. We're asking Allah for Palestine to come back. We're asking Allah for Syria. We're asking Allah. How can Allah give nusra to such people? My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in so many ayat, he mentions the obedience of the parents. He mentions honoring the parents in parallel with his tawheed. In parallel with tawheed. As he mentions in Surah Al-Isra, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبد إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا. Your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him and to be good to your parents. Right after tawheed, right after the oneness of Allah, Allah says, your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him and that you be good to your parents. Be good to your parents does not mean only Muslim parents. Asma radiallahu anha wa adha, she came to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, Ya Rasulullah, can I still honor my mother who's not Muslim? The Prophet says, yes, 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 honor her even if she's not a Muslim. In Surah Al-Isra, in Surah Al-Nisa, وَعَبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Worship Allah and do not associate anything with Him and be good to your parents. In Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ لَا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. We took covenant from Bani Israel not to worship anybody other than Allah and be good to your parents. In so many ayat in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about honoring the parents in parallel with his tawheed. to show you and I the importance of the obedience of the parents. And rest assured, my brothers and sisters, that dishonoring the parents is considered to be one of the major sins. كبيرة من الكبائر, a major sin. What's a major sin? The Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, he says in this hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim. The hadith is narrated by Abi Bakrah. Not Abi Bakr. لا, Abi Bakrah رضي الله عنه وارضاه. قال, he said that the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام said one day to the Sahaba, don't you want me to tell you about the major sins? We said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, tell us about the major sins. And then the Prophet says, number one, الشرك بالله, associating someone with the worship of Allah. Number two, عقوق الوالدين. Number two, dishonoring the parents. Unkindness to the parents. Being unkind to your parents. So much so, what kind of unkindness to the parents? Let me tell you, in the Quran, when Allah says, وَقَدَ رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبْرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. What kind of disobedience we're talking about here? This disobedience as saying to them, oh, even that, oh, it's not a word. Oof is not an Arabic word. Oh, it's not an English word. Even that, oh, don't say that to them. Oh, you talk too much. Oh, why you keep asking me? Oh, why don't you ask my brother? Oh, you this. Oh, you disturbing me. Oh, even that, oh. Don't say that to your parents. Juraij al-Abid. Al-Abid, Juraij, a man, predecessor, well known as Juraij al-Abid, the worshipper. In his salah, listen to this. In his salah, Allahu Akbar. In his salah, his mother called him, Ya Juraij, Ya Juraij. In the salah, he says, Ya Rabbi, Salati am Ummi. Ya Rabbi, Salati am Ummi. In the salah, he says, oh Allah, my salah or my mother. So he chose the salah. He chose the salah, which angered his mother. She made dua against him. He was not on the phone. He was not watching TV. He was not doing his homework. La, he was in the salah. His mother called him. He should have broken in salah and went and attended his mother. Abu Huraira, his mother called him, Ya Aba Huraira, oh Aba Huraira, he said, Labbayki Ummi, he said, Labbayki Ummi, yes, oh my mother. But then he realized, oh, I think I have raised my voice. What did he say? He said, Labbayki Ummi, yes, oh mother. That yes, oh mother, he felt, he raised his voice. He went, he purchased two slaves and he freed them for the sake of Allah. Ibn Mas'ud, his mother told him, Ya Ibn Mas'ud, Ya Ibni, oh my son, I want some water. He went outside to get her some water. When he came back, she was asleep. So he held the cup of water. And then he says, oh mother, the mother is sleeping. So he stayed up. He stayed up because he wants, when his mother wakes up, she finds him with the glass of water. She stood up, or he stood up the whole night. The whole night standing. When he feels tired, he sits. When he feels sleepy, he stands up. When he feels tired, he sits. When he feels sleepy, he stands up. Until Fajr. When his mother woke up, as soon as she opened her eyes, Umma! Mother, here's your glass of water. This is what we call Birr al-Walidain. Birr al-Walidain. Abu Hanifa, Rahmatullah alayhi, his mother came to him and she says, oh Abu Hanifa, oh son, I have a question. I need you to go and ask Amr ibn Darr, who is another mufti. Another mufti. Here's my question. Please go and ask Amr ibn Darr. Abu Hanifa, he knows the answer.
of the question.
But because his mother wanted to hear from Amr ibn Dar, the other sheikh, the other mufti, he went to him and he says, my mother has a question for you. My mother has a question. He told him the question. Amr ibn Dar says, Abu Hanifa, you are the mufti. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. Abu Hanifa gave the answer to Amr ibn Dar. Amr ibn Dar gave the answer to Abu Hanifa's mother. Abu Hanifa could have said, mom, I know the answer. Ana mufti diyar. I am the mufti. But because his mother wanted to hear from Amr ibn Dar, he went to Amr ibn Dar, he gave him the answer, and Amr ibn Dar gave the answer to Abu Hanifa's mother. We call this Birr al-Walidain. Is your mother alive? Is your father alive? Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illahu, we will not know the value of our parents until the day they are gone. And then when they are gone, you can cry and cry all you want. And crying tears is not going to be enough because you need to cry blood. Like this man from the Tabi'in predecessors, when he used to cry and cry so much when his mother passed away, they said, why are you crying? He says, how can I not cry? How can I not cry? One of the gates of Jannah just been closed before me. One of the gates, one of the people that used to make dua for me, my mother, one of the gates of Jannah just been closed before me. How can I not cry? My brothers and sisters, the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam says, في الحديث الذي أخرجه النسائي والحاكم وفي المستدرك وصححه من حديث عبد الله بن عمر قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاثة لا ينظر الله إليهم يوم القيامة. Listen to this hadith. The Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام says in this very sound authentic hadith reported by النسائي and الحاكم, very sound authentic and reported by النسائي الحاكم and narrated by عبد الله بن عمر, that the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam says, three kinds of people, Allah will not look at them in the day of judgment. Three kinds of people, Allah will not look at in the day of judgment. They will be ignored, neglected in the day of judgment. Who are they? Ya Rasulullah, number one, al-aqli walidayh. Number one, the one who is unkind to his parents, the one who dishonors his parents, he will not be looked at in the day of judgment, which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ignore him, which means he may come with mountains of khairat, he may come with mountains of salah, he may come with mountains of good deeds, he may come with mountains of charity, but because he or she has been bad and unkind to his or her parents, Allah will not look at that person. Abawaik, your parents, someone may say, how about if they oppress me? How about if they oppress me? How about if they oppress you? طيب, we go back to Rasulullah. Let's go back to Rasulullah and ask him, Ya Rasulullah, how about if our parents oppress us? Should we still be kind to them? Rasulullah عليه الصلاة والسلام, he answered this question to a man who came to him. He told him, وَلَوْ ظَلَمَاكْ وَلَوْ ظَلَمَاكْ وَلَوْ ظَلَمَاكْ. Even if they oppress you, even if they oppress you, even if they oppress you, you still be kind to them. This is between you and Allah. Whatever they do is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes. Maybe we can have another khutbah about how we should treat our children. But now the khutbah is about the parents. And whatever goes around comes around. However you treat your parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will either bless you with kids or afflict you with kids that will treat you the same. If you treat your parents with kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may bless you with kids that will treat you with kindness. If you treat your parents with unkindness, with dishonoring, with disobedience, then Allah may afflict you with someone, with some kids that will treat you the same. كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ. The Prophet said so. إِثْنَانُ يُعَجِّلُهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا قَبْلَ الْآخِرَةِ. Hadith reported by Imam Ahmad. النسائي. Very sound authentic, narrated by Ibn Umar. He said that the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام said, إثنان يعجلهم الله في الدنيا قبل الآخرة. العقوق. Two kinds of sins. Whosoever does them in this life, he will get his punishment in this life before the hereafter. Two sins. Sin number one, disobedience of the parents. Sin number two, الظلم.
Whoever commits dhulm, oppression, whoever commits or being يعني disobedient to his parents in this life, he will or she will get the punishment in this dunya before the akhirah. A man in this Muslim country, Arabic Muslim country, and I don't like to mention countries by name, but he's been dragged. People saw him in the street, being dragged by an old man was being dragged by a young boy. Dragged. People, they came to him. What are you doing? This is an old man. Cha-cha, Shiba, Hada. You know, why you put him? You know, Aib, Aib, Alik, Aib. And then they started, you know, pushing him. Some came and punched him. The old man was saying, please leave him, please leave him. He is my son. He is my son. And then they kept on beating him up. This is your father and you're doing this to him? This is your dad, you're doing this to him? They kept on beating him up. The father said, please don't do it. Don't beat him up. Don't. What? By Allah, I did the same to my own father. He says, by Allah, I did the same to my own dad. Another boy, his father took him and he took his grandpa. Where are you taking my grandpa, dad? I'm taking him to this elderly home, foster home. Elderly home, they'll take care of him there. And he's become old. Let's take care of him. They'll take care of him. They'll feed him. He's become old. He's become old and he talks too much. He nags too much. He needs to be changed. He needs to be fed. He needs to be this. He needs to be that. Let's just take him there. On the way back, the son told his dad, Dad, Zak Lacher, thank you for teaching me what I should do to you when you grow up. The dad made istighfar and he went back. And he got his own father. Whatever goes around, comes around. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to practice and to convey. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله ولكم فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. ما أعظم حياة البر. Being good to your parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless your life, will bless your income, will bless your business, will bless whatever you do. Being kind to your parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you amongst those that will be mustajab al-du'a. If you are to make one du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will answer that du'a. Just like the story of Uwais al-Qurani, very well known. Uwais al-Qurani, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, whoever meets Uwais al-Qurani, ask him to make dua for you because his dua is granted. Who is Uwais? Uwais was, he used to live with his mother away from Medina and Mecca, very far away from a different country. He wanted to travel to Medina to meet the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. His mother said, I need you. I need you to be with me. I need you to serve me. He sacrificed the title. He sacrificed the title of Sahabi to be with his mother until the Prophet died. But before the Prophet died, he heard of him. He heard of this man, Uwais al-Qurani. In the era of Umar ibn Khattab, Uwais al-Qurani came to Mecca to perform Hajj. Umar ibn Khattab met him. And who is Umar? Umar was from the 10 people, the 10 people who was given the glad tidings by Rasulullah. They're from the people of Jannah. Umar went to him. He said, are you Uwais? He said, na'am. Al-Qurani? Yes. Ya Uwais, please make dua for me. Limada? Why? He says, Rasulullah said that you are mustajab al-dua. The Prophet says, your dua is granted. Why? Because you served your mother and you sacrificed your mother. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He became mustajab al-dua. Your mother. Ibn Abbas was giving a lecture and someone came to him and he says, Ibn Abbas, there's this woman who I fell in love with. Look what he said. He says, I fell in love with. And then she married somebody else. This is in Bukhari. She married somebody else. I went and I couldn't, because I still loved her. I couldn't resist. I went and I killed her. I made tawbah.
I paid the zakah, and whatever I need to, but ya Ibn Abbas, what can I do to expiate my sin? Ibn Abbas was looking and looking and looking, and then he says, is your mother alive? He says, yes. Ibn Abbas says, go and serve your mother. On the way out, one of the students of Ibn Abbas came to him and he says, Ibn Abbas, why did you ask him about the mother? Why not zakah? Why not dua? Why not istighfar? Why not charity? Why not hajj? Why the mother? Ibn Abbas, he says, I could not find for him anything that will get him really close to Allah other than him being obeying and serving his mother. Nothing. I couldn't find anything better for him to do now than being good to his mother. Hopefully that will expiate his sins. Your mother, your mother. The mother, my brothers, the mother who sacrificed her dreams because of you. The one who held you in her womb for how many months? 9 months suffering, wishing your life, wishing your life. And now that she has become old, what are you wishing for her? The one who used to carry his mother, and he came to Abdullah ibn Umar. He carried his mother on his shoulder, took her out into the khala, into the outskirts, so she can take care of her needs. And then he brought her back and he told Abdullah ibn Umar, have I fulfilled her needs or have I fulfilled her rights? Have I fulfilled my obligations towards her? He said, no. Abdullah said, no. She did the same thing to you, didn't she? She used to change your diapers, didn't she? She used to change you and cleanse you, didn't she? She did the same thing to you when you were a baby. And she won and she did it with love. She did it and she did it with love, and she wanted and she prayed for you, and she wanted you, she wanted life for you. You're doing the same thing for her, but you're wishing her death. You're wishing her death. Too old. You have to take her every time to the washroom and back and forth and back and forth. You're doing it, but you're not doing it from your heart. But she did it too, but she did it with her heart. Your mother, your mother, your mother. Ummuk, ummuk, ummuk. Ummuk. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illahu, as the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam says about the dua of mustajab, one of the dua that's mustajab, a dua of a mother or a father to his son or daughter. If your father is alive, if your mother is alive, go today before tomorrow and ask them to make a dua for you. Maybe that dua will be the way to drive you, inshallah, to Jannah, inshallah. Go. But if you are dead, if they are no longer here, if they are dead, pray for them. Cry and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you and to forgive them. Your mother, your mother, your mother. I have a quick poem for all the mothers here today. I have a poem, and I hope inshallah ta'ala that this poem will reach the hearts of the mothers. It is in Arabic, but we'll give you a translation somewhat to it, inshallah ta'ala. Before I do that, I just want to remind you of this hadith, which is amazing. A narration by Musa, Musa alayhi salam, when he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Oh Allah, who's my companion in Jannah? Who's my companion in Jannah? Allah revealed to Musa, Oh Musa, go to that very old place, that old like house. You will find your companion in Jannah. Musa goes, and then he finds this young man with this old woman, all crippled. But he goes, he cleans that old woman, he feeds her, cleans her, and then he cleans the house, and then he comes out. She's old and blind. Musa goes in to that woman. Salaam alaikum, salaam. Who is that boy? Who are you? She says, that's my son. That's my son. He says, what's so special about him? Do you make any particular dua for him? She says, yes, I make dua for him every day. Oh Allah, make my son the companion of Musa in Jannah. Musa told her, I am Musa. Allah has answered your call. Ummi. Ummi ya hubban ahwah. يا قلبا أعشق دنياه
يا شمسا تشرق في أفقي،
يا وردا في العمر سداه، يا كل الدنيا يا أملي، أنت الإخلاص ومعناه، فلا أنت عطاء من ربي، فبماذا أحيا لولاه؟ ماذا أهديك يا أمي من الدنيا، قلبي أم عيني أماه، روحي أنفاسي أم عمري، والكل قليل أماه. Oh my mother, my love, my love, my life, the sun that rises, you are my entire life, oh mother. فلا أنت عطاء من ربي. You are a gift from Allah, oh mother. You are a gift from Allah, oh mother. ماذا أهديك من الدنيا؟ What should I give you from this life, oh mother? قلبي, my heart, عيني, my eyes, روحي, أنفاسي, my soul, my breath, أمه, الكل قليل. Everything is so little for you, oh mother. Everything is so little for you, oh mother. كم ليل صهرت في مرض تبكي وتنادي ربا. How many nights have she stayed up making دعاء ربا ربا ربا. طفلي حبيبي يا ربي املأ بالصحة دنيا. She's making دعاء for her son. ربي 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 give شفاء to my son. أمي أحبك يا عمري. I love you by Allah, oh my mother. يا بهجة قلبي ومناه. يا بهجة قلبي ومناه. ضميني ضميني أمي. Hold me أمي. Carry me أمي. Hug me أمي. اسقيني ضميني واسقيني ودعيني ودعيني أحلم أمه. Carry me أمه. Oh mother, carry me. Hug me. Hug me. And let me rest in peace, oh mother. Let me rest in peace, oh mother. My brothers and sisters, please, please. For those of you whose parents are still alive, and those of you whose parents maybe have passed away, one thing you can do for them, as reported by Bukhari, make dua for them and make istighfar for them. The Prophet Muhammad says in this hadith report, in Sahih Bukhari, a man will come in the day of judgment and he will find himself in a very high level in Jannah. Very high level, mountains of khairat. He will say, oh Allah, I did not do all this mountains of khairat. Oh Allah, I didn't do all this, this level. Oh Allah, in Jannah, I did not reach, how can I reach this level? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, oh Abdi, this is through the istighfar of your son to you. Your son's been making dua for you. Your son's been making istighfar for you. This is what reached you, this high level in Jannah. Make dua for your parents, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah help us to practice and to convey. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt, wa'afina fi man afayt, wa'tawallana fi man tawallayt. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina, wa'ja'alna sababat liman ihtada. Allahumma arina al-haqq haqqan, wa'zuqna tiba'ahu, arina al-batila batila, wa'zuqna shinabah. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Allahumma ya musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. Allahumma la tada'lana fi maqamina hada dhanban illa ghafartah, wala hamman illa farrajtah, wala daynan illa qadaytah, wala dallan illa hadaytah, wala maridan illa shafaytah, wala maridan illa shafaytah, wala hajjan min hawaij ad-dunya wal-akhirah illa قضيت يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يا رب العالمين، يا ذات القوة المتين، يا رحم الضعفاء والمساكين، يا أحد يا صمد، يا الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد، أسألك باسمك الأعظم الذي إذا سئلت به أجبت، أن تنصر إخواننا في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين يا رب العالمين، المضطهدين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين، والدينا ارحم والدينا. اللهم ارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا. اللهم ارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا. اللهم ارحم والدينا كما ربونا صغارا. اللهم الأحياء منهم اغفر لهم، ثبتهم يا رب العالمين، اهديهم إلى صراطك المستقيم. والأموات منهم اغفر لهم، تجاوز عنهم، نور مدخلهم، آنس وحشتهم، آمن روعتهم، نقهم من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس، اغسلهم من الخطايا بالماء والثلج والبرد يا رب العالمين. والدينا والدينا رحمك بوالدينا، رحمك بوالدينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحم الراحمين برحمتك نستغيث، أغثنا أغثنا أغثنا. وصلي اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Just a couple more reminders, my brothers and sisters. I came here some time back, just a few months ago, and we did a fundraising. I just want to remind you of your amana. The amana, some of you have made an amana. That amana was the pledges which you have made, the standing orders that you have made. InshaAllah ta'ala, go back and take care of those standing orders. Jazakum Allah khair. May Allah bless you all.